This presentation has been previously broadcast.
All right, it is. It's time to pray. Thank you for joining me. And of course, I try to take probably the first five or six telephone calls that come in. Of course, you can always join me anytime. 888-914-9149. Thank you for emailing me with your prayer petitions. I do pray for you, and thank you for your answered prayers. I bumped into Rose at our front desk today, and I saw her grabbing the book, adding more answered prayers. So God is continuing to respond to our united prayer. This is an extraordinary prayer. It's powerful. It really is. It is very, very powerful, and I'm just honored to be able to sit behind the microphone and pray with you. I'm in the studio with my colleague today, Lucas. Lucas sent me an intention earlier this morning, and I have it here in front of me, but he walked by the studio and said, "Hey, Drew, don't forget to pray for that." I said, "Well, why don't you pray with me instead, and you can go ahead and share it with me." He said, I have an urgent prayer request that he wants lifted up today. And Luke, forgive me, I keep calling you Lucas in terms of Lucas Holtz, who's on the other side of the glass on my phones right now. We got great names. My confirmation name was Luke, by the way. So we got three Lukes here.
That's a good one.
I like that. It's a great name. But go right ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. My cousin, I'd like to lift up my cousin Josh today in this chaplet. He's a good buddy of mine. We were partners in crime for a long time. Ted spent 10 years together on a water ski team. Wow. We were hellraisers together, did all sorts of stupid stuff together. And it's unfortunate that he, midway through college, got into alcohol and addiction to marijuana. He's been kind of getting away from the extreme alcohol for the last couple of years, but just this weekend, after his new girlfriend broke up with him last week, he relapsed, crashed his truck into a tree, and it's going to be his third DUI. So I want to pray for him and that he finds Jesus Christ as an encounter with him, gets his life back on track. I just pray that he doesn't go down a path of despair, because I don't know, hopefully he's not heading down that suicidal path. For his mom, especially my aunt and their family, that they would find Christ in this time of tragedy and learn to abandon their lives to divine providence. So that's what I got today, Drew.
So beautifully said, and my heart goes out to your aunt in particular. I mean, as a mother or a father, I just can't imagine. Your son was his third DUI, and of course this breakup triggered it. He fell back. Addiction's a powerful thing. And I know a lot of listeners right now have loved ones, or they themselves are battling it. They know how deep those hooks go into the soul, and we really need our Lord's mercy to heal those deep wounds. And we're going to pray for addiction today. 28 years old.
And he could have been Tom Cruise in the pilot. He was sharp, top of his class, attractive, strong. And he just kind of entered into this life of a hermit and addiction, and it's too bad. So let's
pray that he doesn't have to go to jail again or have to deal with that. But, you know, I had a friend who struggled with drug addiction too, and he ended up doing 6 years in jail. But it was the best thing in the world for me. He said to me, I went and visited him in prison one day, and he said to me, he says, "You know, Drew," he says, "if I was allowed out in 2 years, 1 year, 3 years, it wouldn't have been enough." He actually had hit his breaking point there, and it was a transforming moment. I pray to God he doesn't go to jail for that long, and he won't for this. But sometimes you have to hit rock bottom before you come out. Now, people always say that. I don't know what his bottom is, but let's just pray for healing right now. I ask for God's mercy. I believe in it. I believe it will envelop him. And all of us together, I know so often when you hear these intentions, they touch the heart. And later tonight, as you spend time with the Lord, continue to pray for Josh. Okay, that's his name. Pray for him. Pray in a special way for his family. And let's pray for anyone with suicidal ideations. When you hit bottom like this, you think there's no reason to live. And, you know, suicide rates are through the roof. So I pray that God holds back the hand of anyone who is suffering right now with depression, with anxiety, with suicidal ideation, anybody who wants to self-harm themselves. And Lord, I pray that you go into where these demonic spirits, I think, are very prevalent, and you break the chains of those addictions, and you set these souls free, and you heal them. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and of life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right. I want to pray for all of your intentions. If you can't get through, know that we're praying for each other. Let's continue to do that. We'll start with Joseph. That's the name of the day. Santa Fe Spring, California. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling for a special prayer of healing for my Uncle Bob, who has stage 4 cancer. Also, for my cousin Terrence, who's having surgery coming up. I just want to pray for successful surgery. And for my brothers, for a prayer of conversion to come back to the faith. And for myself and others at my dialysis center, for a cotillion of healing and strength. And for you and Relevant Radio and for all you do, may God bless you always. Thank you, Drew.
Well, thank you very much for those prayers, Joseph. Let's pray. We'll pray for cancer. You're not alone. So many people battling cancer out there. So many have loved ones with this intention, as Joseph brought it for. And Lord, every day we pray for it. And I know sometimes it's a means for sanctification and for greater holiness, even a pathway to come home. But I do pray for miracles. As you healed leprosy, as you restored sight, as you gave the ability to move to the lame, as you exorcised demons, I just pray for the vanquishing of cancer cells for those who are begging you now in this moment for that healing. I pray for my own cousin now, my wife's cousin, who is approaching death, and it's through cancer that she'll be coming home. I just pray for her family and all those who mourn. Pray for the conversion of those away from the faith. I know that's a prayer that's always answered. I say that all the time. And for all the intentions that Joe brought up, I unite him with Luke and all who now pray with me as we pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Tino is listening in Austin, Texas. Hi, Tino.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling. I'm glad to pray with you.
Thank you very much. I'm calling to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for a new job that my mother started yesterday, and also for a peaceful passing for my grandfather, who is dying from cancer.
All right, well, let's pray for him right now. I would pray for you too, okay? I know you're a prayer warrior. I know God hears your prayers in a very special way, so you pray for us too, okay? We're going to unite and pray for your family now. I'm glad you got through, but thank you for leading with your thanksgiving. And Lord, I just thank you right now for Timo's mother. We pray for this new job. And I want to pray for anyone who's underemployed, unemployed. So many right now, Lord, are struggling. They're buried in debt. Credit card debt, student loans, car payments, medical bills. You know the debt. And you're a God of providence and abundance. So I just ask that you surprise these souls, change their finances, open new opportunities. Let Timo's mother be blessed in this new opportunity. But again, we bring to you the sick and the dying. I pray in particular for the hour of my own death and for all who are now joining me. We all make this journey. And Lord, I just ask that at final hour will be one in which we meet you as our merciful Savior. So give us a grace now to grow in virtue and holiness and to grow closer to you, to live for you. And I pray for peaceful deaths as we pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us. On the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, let's go to Michael listening to us in Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
So I've got two prayer requests. I found out today that a friend of mine has just been hospitalized with a blood clot. And my friend Gary, and also a friend of one of my other friends, Frank, has been diagnosed with cancer, and he's also expecting his first child.
Oh, wow. How bad's the cancer?
That I don't know.
Right. Well, let's pray for good news, then. Well, Michael, we'll pray for good news. And let's pray for you, too. I know you didn't mention anything, but I want to lift you up, your family, your own intentions. And we do pray for Gary, as he pointed out, who has blood clots. And, Lord, I know many people are now seeing the effects of this AstraZeneca, or at least it's being claimed AstraZeneca. There might be a connection to blood clots. I pray for anybody who is facing with blood problems, any sort of blood disorder. I pray for those who have hemophilia. I pray with those with clotting disorders. I pray for those who have clots and how dangerous that could be. I pray for the dissipation of those clots right now. Pray for those with adverse reaction to their medications or their shots. I pray for Frank, who's been diagnosed with cancer, and this seems to be the intention today, coming up over and over again. This young father, Lord, give him a long, healthy life. Let him conquer this cancer. And we pray against those cancer cells right now. And I just ask for your divine touch, for your healing, and for new beginnings. And I thank you, Lord, for the promises you've given to us through this prayer. And I've seen healing take place many, many times as a result of this child, especially with cancer, severe cases where it has baffled doctors. So I pray for all those now who are saying, hey, Lord, hear my prayer. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Kathy's listening in California. Hi, Kathy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Again, more cancer petitions. Yeah. Bob, Alicia, and Rosemary all battling cancer, but most of all for Jennifer, whose immense faith believes that God can truly heal her. She's got over 30 metastasized locations for cancer in her body, and she has 6 kids. All special needs that she's taking care of. So I particularly lift her up and thank her for being an inspiration for her faith that God can heal.
Yeah, and I love that too. Well, Kathy, I want to pray for you too, but we'll pray for Jennifer in a particular way. What a beautiful testimony to the power of this prayer and the promises that the Lord has given to it. And we know what Christ told us in Scripture, right? Faith is what we needed. He saw it with the centurion, right? He saw it with a man who said, no, don't, you don't have to come. Just simply say the word. We saw it with the hemophiliac who just touched the hem of Christ's, garment and was miraculously cured of her blood disorder. You know, faith can move mountains, Christ told us. We have to believe that. And I love her faith. God's going to honor her faith. I believe so much in faith and in the power of trust. And, Lord, what you've promised us through this chaplet, anything we ask, you said, will be granted to us. Anything. It pleases you, you said, to grant everything souls ask of you by saying this prayer. So I'm going to stand on that promise. I don't know what your will is. I submit to it. But, Lord, I ask for miracles right now in this very moment for all who are claiming them so they may glorify and testify to your unfathomable mercy. I pray for that this woman's faith will be honored. We pray, Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, the soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call, or maybe I can get two in. I might have time. Sue in Wisconsin. Thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you so much for taking my call. I need prayers. I need prayer warriors for my 86-year-old mother. She has Parkinson's. She was just admitted into the hospital. She's not eating. She's not drinking. She's on liquid IV, and we just need prayers for her to gain some weight and get better and start living again. We think her body's shutting down, but we're not ready to lose her.
I know. I'm sorry,
it's
Sue.
It's just part of the progressions of Parkinson's, and just pray for her.
It's such a tough disease. It really is. You know, it came to me as you were mentioning it. I was just thinking of John Paul II, who succumbed to it as well, and call upon his intercession. I mean, I believe in calling upon the intercession of these saints. I'm going to do that right now. We'll pray for your mother. Let's pray for you and for your family. I know no one wants to lose a mother. No one wants to let somebody you love go. And Lord, I don't know what your will is, but I do pray for many more years, for at least many more months. I don't know what your will is, but I pray for Sue and her family and hear her intention. I know you bring good out of every situation. We pray for her mother with Parkinson's right now. And St. John Paul II, you know intimately this battle. We ask you to go before the throne of God along with St. Faustina, and to intercede in a special way for Sue and her intentions. I'll take Beverly as well. I think I have time for one quick call here. She's listening in Las Vegas. Hi, Beverly. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for all you do. I have a prayer request. My son, Chris, is having some serious health issues with his heart and his only kidney. I ask for healing prayer.
All right. Be at peace, okay, Beverly? That's... put your trust in the Lord, and we're going to pray for you right now. We're going to do it right now. And, you know, I just know that with this chaplet, so often we have, it seems there's certain charisms. You know, we pray for the missing, they get found. But kidneys and vital organs, for some reason, we pray for this, and I get more answered prayers that come in. You know, organ transplants are no longer needed, or the kidneys healed. So, Lord, I thank you for the way you work. I don't know your will. I know that you choose how you want to manifest your mercy. But I give you Beverly. As a mother, she is so concerned for her son, Chris. And I give you everyone on hold and everyone who's written to me. And I give you my heart filled with so many intentions and all those who I promised to pray for. And in this hour, I just gather my brothers and sisters here before you. Together, we just implore your great mercy. We thank you for it. We thank you for the revelation of divine mercy. And we thank you for the graces that now flow. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
St. Peregrine.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
All you holy souls in purgatory.
Pray for us.
All you holy innocent.
Pray for us.
All you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Luke, thanks. I'll be praying for Josh.
Thanks, Drew.
And anybody with addiction, I pray for in a special way. I know the sting, the pain that comes, not just for the individual, but for the family members as well. And it's hard. And God can certainly heal. So we're going to be praying. Please continue to pray for all these intentions you hear. And my apologies if you didn't get on. Just call me tomorrow. We'll try to get you through, okay? Stay with me, too. I'm going to be right back. I've been giving away this book on Divine Mercy. I want to give you something else. Okay, and I'll share with you when I come back what I want to give you, because I believe with it comes great spiritual protection. And in a time where there's temptation, in a time where there is great spiritual assault, or in the time where there are great threats that loom on all sorts of surfaces, physical and temporal as well, this is a gift that I want you to have, okay? And we're going to make sure you have it. I'm going to get this to you, and I'll tell you how you can get it. It's absolutely free, no strings attached. You know, just like the book, there'll be nothing that you've got to do. But you're going to love this. I'm going to share with you a story about something that Faustina encountered. And I'll fill you in. I have to take a break, though. Time's the enemy, as I like to say. They always tell me, I've got to go to break. So I'm going to take a quick pause here. But when we come back, I'll talk, and I'll fill you in, okay? So stay with me.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Just as we say grace before meals, now the priest prays the prayer over the gifts. Hi, this is Father Rocky with our 24th lesson on the Mass. There are three prayers which are unique for each daily Mass: the opening prayer, the prayer over the gifts, and the prayer after communion. If the Mass is in honor of the Blessed Mother, those three prayers will be related to her. If the Mass is in honor of a martyr, the three prayers will be related to that martyr, and so forth. The rubrics state, with hands extended, the priest sings or prays the prayers over the gifts, at the end of which the people respond, Amen. Why does the priest extend his hands? Once again, it's body language that shows that he and all of the congregation are open to the gifts that God wants to give them.
Mass with Father Rocky, noon central.
And join us for Class After Mass. Hi, I'm Cale Clark. It's The Faith Explained, 12:30 Central every day on Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Connecting you to the truths of your Catholic faith.
You do so much for us.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
It is such a privilege just to be with you. I mean that. I get done praying that chaplet. I just am so moved by it. And I just want to tell you, it is really an honor just to spend my time with you every day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Please tell others about the show. If you enjoy the chaplet, if for some reason, you know, your life has been enriched by this broadcast, and tell others. You can always download it and share it with others. I want to give you something, okay? And it will be absolutely free to you. It's something that I have. I carry on me, and it's something that you might already have. If you don't, I'm going to still send it to you. And if you do this one, it's going to be, I forget how large it is. It's 3x5 or 4x6 or however big it is. It's an image of Divine Mercy. And I want to tell you a little bit about this image, because I carry it with my cell phone. My daughter, for one of my birthdays, a really cool gift, she got me a case, and the case on the back of it has an image of Divine Mercy. I have a holy card of the image of Divine Mercy in my car. There's one in this radio studio. There's one in my office. My wife and I have them at home. And you might think, oh, gosh, Drew, that's a little over the top. Well, maybe. You know, I mean, I think the image is an anointed image, personally, and I'll tell you why. Let me tell you the backstory. But there comes when you venerate this image, and this is not superstition, and I'll qualify all this for you, there comes special protection. There comes a special protection. And I'll tell you how I'm going to give you this image. But let me first tell you the story if you don't know it, okay? I'll give you a quick thumbnail of what happened. You know, St. Faustina had her vision. She was in this in the convent. She suffered a lot. We've talked a lot about her. One night, this is back very early in her visions. It took place on February 22nd, okay? 1931 was the year. And she's in her upper room. She's in the upper room of this convent in her cell or her tiny little room. And she's deep in prayer. And Jesus Christ appears to her. Not like Our Lady appears in Lourdes or Fatima where everybody gathers around, nobody sees her, but the Lord physically appeared to her. It was a visit, right? And he came bearing the wounds of the crucifixion. And in the vision, what she saw the Lord. He didn't say anything. He just stared at her for a little bit. She saw him clothed in white, right? Dazzling, dazzling, bright, bright, bright white. And he had his right hand up as if though in blessing. His left hand was touching the part of his dazzling garment, right, where the area of his heart. And where he touched with his left hand, these rays, these beautiful two rays poured forth. You know, they were red. The other was this pale color. And according to Father Seraphim Michalenko, the vice postulator for the cause of St. Faustina, there were a couple young kids who were playing outside at the time this vision took place, right? And they were on their bikes, they were going around, and all of a sudden they saw this incredible luminosity just booming from the backside of this building, and they're thinking, what is that? What could that be? You know, they didn't know, they thought, is it a plane? Is it some sort of electricity? What is it, right? According to him, our Lord just didn't appear in some mystical way where Faustina saw him. He didn't appear like our Lady does in these apparitions. No, our Lord physically came like he did after the resurrection. He was visible for all to see, and the rays pouring forth his heart were so bright. They radiated so intensely from that building. That's why the kids saw it. They actually, as I said, they thought it was some other source. And what did the Lord tell Faustina? He said, paint an image. Paint this. This vision you see, paint this image according to the pattern you see and sign it with those powerful words that I now live my life by. Jesus, I trust in you. He says, I desire this image to be venerated first in your chapel, then throughout the world. And I won't tell you the whole story of it. It's a lot of it's chronicled in my book. But, you know, the journey of how this painting got lost, the battle she had, she struggled painting this image. And you know, how do you capture the beauty of the Lord? You don't, right? How do you capture when you have an apparition? You know, it's otherworldly. There's a beauty that you cannot capture in your words. Those who have near-death experiences, those who glimpse the other side, they've had these experiences with heaven. They come back and they say you could take the most beautiful sunset, the most pristine snowfall, the most beautiful scene you can imagine. And it pales, not by 100, not by 1,000, not even by 1,000,000. You cannot describe the beauty that awaits us because everything in heaven radiates the beauty, the love of God. That's what awaits us. So how does Faustina do this with a paintbrush and some canvas? So she was really upset. And after the painter had done this 1,000,000 times, she cried to the Lord, and the Lord says, Faustina. He says, it's not in the beauty of the color. It's not in the beauty of the brush that lies the greatness of this image. But in my grace. See, that's the key. Now, this is why this image is so powerful. This is why I want you to have it, okay? Listen. He says, I am offering people a vessel for which they are to keep coming for graces to this fountain of mercy. And that vessel is this image. By means of this image, I will grant many graces to souls. So let them have access to it. Let them have access to it. And the Lord promised that anybody who has this image, he says that that soul who venerates this image will not perish. He promised victory over its enemies already here on earth. Do you have enemies right now? You know, at work? Do you have enemies within the family? Do you have enemies within your ministry? He says, I promise the soul that will venerate this image will not perish. I promise victory over its enemies already here on earth, and especially at the hour of death. You have spiritual enemies who in that hour of death want your soul. They want you separated from God for all eternity, and they will do whatever they can to drag you to hell. That's a reality. That's not me making that up. That's what awaits you in your final hour. But what does the Lord say? I promise a soul that venerates this image that I myself will defend them as my own glory. There is a spiritual protection that comes with this image. There is a temporal protection that comes with this image. And it was really interesting. St. Faustina, had a spiritual director. His name was Father Michael Sapochko. And in my book, I talk about how St. Faustina actually burned her diary. She actually was visited by an angel, told her to get rid of the diary. So her spiritual director tells her to rewrite it, right? And there's a little-known promise about this image that is not found in the diary, but it was in the first version of it. And the Lord promised her, he says, I will save those cities and houses in which this image will be found, and I will likewise protect the person who will honor and trust in my mercy. Now, I got to tell you a couple stories about this, but before I do, I want to tell you how I'm going to give you this image. Okay, because I want you to have it. You deserve it. You need it. You should have it. You should get these for your children. You should get these images for your office, for your car. You should have them. You should venerate our Lord. I mean, the great Feast of Mercy is coming up. I got my images blessed on that day. I would encourage you to do the same thing. Ask your priest to bless them. How do you get this? Okay, I'll give it to you free. I'll deliver it to your door. But you got to do this now. Okay? What I've done, and I really have got to thank Relevant Radio again. I mean, I have a lot of love for this apostolate here and for the leadership. They have just been spectacular in my support of Divine Mercy. One of the things came up, I shared this whole concept of this image and how powerful it is. You know what they said? They said, let's put it in the book so somebody can tear it out. It's actually a nice image. It's a beautiful image. And it will get, you can frame it. And I forget the size of it. I wish I knew how size. Maybe it's the size of the book. I forget. I don't have it here in front of me. But we're going to send it to you. It's in the book. So if you order this book, and the book is free, all you have to do right now, if you want this image, you're not only going to get the book, you're going to get the history behind the image, you're going to get all of these other stories that I haven't told you about what happened in the bombing of World War II, how people were saved from concentration camps, how they were saved from superstorms. I mean, I go into all of this. I unfold for you. I unpack for you. Not only the promise that Jesus himself has given for you through St. Faustina, but why this image today is needed more than ever. We need this image more than ever. I will save those cities. I will save those houses in which this image will be found. And I will likewise protect the persons who will honor and trust my image. That's why I love having my phone. Every time I pick it up, I see those words, Jesus, I trust in you. That's why when I walk into my office, right behind my desk, I see the image. Jesus, I trust in you. As I do my radio broadcast and I pray the chaplet, I see the image here in this studio. It's yours. Here's what you got to do. Go to relevantradio.com right now. Don't wait until you do it now in this very moment. Don't miss your opportunity. This might be the first time you heard about it. Maybe you've already signed up for the book. Get somebody else to do it. Get them on the phone and say, hey, this is free. Get this book. You're going to get this image as well. Relevantradio.com. And just sign up. You'll be done in about 30 seconds. My sister went on, and she did it. You know, she listens to the show. She says, oh, I want to get your book. I said, I'm going to send you one. She goes, no. I definitely want to get it. I want to make sure I don't miss it. Because the response has been so overwhelming. She was afraid that she was not going to get the book. You know, and I said, Tara, come on. I'm going to send it to you. Don't worry about it. So I want to say that to you, though, because I'm telling you, I've just announced this last Thursday. I've been working on the book for a long time. And I'll tell you, you know how much Satan hates this image? It almost didn't make the cover. That's a whole other story. I can't tell you. So I said to the graphic design team and the network, I said, really, I want to put the image of Divine Mercy on it. And this is one of the most beautiful covers I've seen. And I'm not saying it because it's my book. I'm saying it because I think there's an anointing on this particular image. And I share the story in here. You know, Faustina went back and forth on this image. And she cried, as I mentioned, because she couldn't get it done right. Do you know what? When the Lord finally told her it was done, he said, Faustina, you know, it's not good, but it will do. And I'm thinking, why would the Lord say that? That doesn't make any sense to me. Well, we'd find out in 1996, years after this vision, but by a sheer coincidence, somebody had the Shroud of Turin, the burial cloth of Jesus Christ, right? The scourged, crucified man. And they had these two images. They were laid over one another, and they were superimposed. And you know what they found? And again, I chronicle this in much greater detail in the book. They found that the width of the nose, that the eye, the biometrics, the points between the pupils of the eyes are exactly the same. The nose is practically the same length. So the form of the lips, the form of the lips are identical. The mustache and the beard are the same. The hair falls at the side in the same way. In fact, the outer line of the hair on the head is identical. How does a man who never saw the Shroud of Turin paint an image with such precision? It's divine intervention. It's divine providence. The corresponding pupils on the image and the shroud are the same. Come on now. Only God can orchestrate that, right? This image should be yours. And if you don't get the book, that's okay. Don't get the book. I mean, it's free. We'll send it right to your house. I don't care. That's fine. I just think this will bless you. But get the image. Go to your local bookstore. Go online. Order the image, all right? When I stand before God, I want to know I did everything I could to make sure you have this treasure, that you can tap into those promises that the Lord gave to her. I will save those houses. I will save those cities in which this image will be found, and I will protect the person who will honor it. People look at me, why do you have the Divine Mercy image everywhere? You got a minute or two? Sit down, I'll tell you. By means of this image, diary entry 570, you can look it up in the diary. By means of this image, I will grant many graces to souls. So let every soul have grace to it, or have access to it. Why wouldn't you want grace? By means of this image, I'll grant many graces to souls. Let them have. Is there division in your house? Is there argumentation? Is there violence? Is there abuse? Is there addiction? How about this image? Put it in the home. You know what I do? I entrust my family to the rays, the merciful rays that poured forth from the heart in that vision. I entrust them in the protection. I entrusted this book to that. When I was writing this thing, and when this was done, I said, Lord, I give you this. If you don't want it out, fine. Then let's not let it go out. But I'm going to put it in your merciful heart. I'm going to put it in those rays. You do what you want with it. And I'll tell you what, Satan hates this book. It's a story for another day, another time. Maybe I'll never share it. I probably will never share it. But I've seen spiritual warfare in my life on three different times. And this was one of them where I knew Satan did not want this book out. But we defeated Satan. And we have a victory for mercy, and it's yours. I want you to tell your priest to put it in the bulletin. I want you to call your prayer community. I want you to tap in to every social media outlet you have and say, this book is free. Sign up for it. It's free. The Feast of Mercy is coming up. We'll talk about that as well coming down the road here, and I'll get you plugged in. I write about that as well. But go right now because I got to take a break. Why don't you just go to relevantradio.com in the next few minutes while I take a break. And when I come back, I'll share some of the protection. I've seen people protected from car accidents, from murder, from assault, from assassination attempts, from city bombings. I mean, you talk about this. This is not myth. It's not fantasy. It's not flowery, empty words. This rings with truth. And there is evidence behind this. He told Faustina, paint the image that you see. Sign of Jesus, I entrust in you. I desire that it be venerated throughout the world. You know, the power is not in the color of the brush or the paint. It's in my grace, for I'm offering people a vessel to keep coming for graces. And that fountain of mercy is this image with the signature, Jesus, I trust in you. All right, it's yours. I've got to take a break. I love you, right? And I care about you, and I pray for you every day, and I know that you, I hope, are praying for me. You know, I love spending my afternoons with you looking at life. I spend 3 hours a day behind this microphone. I know you come and go, but I am delighted when we have this time to connect. This is my gift to you. It's a legacy, really. It's something, it's my way of saying, Lord, thank you. I did a documentary. I won all sorts of awards for the film I did on Time for Mercy years ago. I mean, that thing is like, you know, 27 years old now, so it's old. But this book, I think it's wonderful. And I'm not saying because I wrote it, but I just think it's going to open a lot of people up to these great spiritual treasures that God wants us to have today. RelevantRadio.com. Go there now and get it. RelevantRadio.com. Or on your mobile app, okay? But please don't call Relevant Radio because we can't send it out over the phone. And don't call the studio either because we can't help you in the studio either. But when I come back, in fact, I'll speak to a couple who've seen the power of this chaplet. Or not of the chaplet, but of the image. We'll talk with them right after this.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
The eyes of this true divine mercy image is precious because Jesus does not look at the person but looks down. This is because God does not impose himself but invites. He does not look directly into your eyes because he does not want to intimidate you. For this reason, he directs his gaze downward.
Connecting you to the true, good, and beautiful.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, that image of divine mercy, absolutely beautiful. I think it's anointed. I do. I think it's anointed. No question about it. And my next guests, no, this couple here I love. They are they're strong promoters of Divine Mercy. I've known them for years. They direct the Mother of Mercy Messengers. Easy way to remember that, Mom, M-O-M-M. And they hail from San Antonio. And it's good to have them with us today. And you know, they travel to parishes and schools throughout the United States. They've attended conferences. They've done all sorts of stuff to promote Divine Mercy. And I've invited them because I know their passion for the image is like mine. By the way, if you want the Divine Mercy the book, the image is in that, and you can frame that. RelevantRadio.com. It's yours free. No shipping, no handling, no strings attached. Dave and Joan, good to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Awesome to be here, Drew. Thanks for having
me. Hi, Drew.
Well, you Maronis do great work. I know you've been all over the country, and you continue to spread devotion to mercy. I was just talking about how St. Faustina was given this visit by the Lord, and he instructed her to paint this image. And I told the story. You know, Faustina burned her diary, and Father Sopochko also wrote a little bit about the diary and some of the promises. Have you had any encounters with this? What do you know? Share some stories with us, if you can, regarding the image of Divine Mercy.
Oh, my goodness. We've had so many. It's hard to pick.
I love it.
Gosh, people. You know, when you think about it, today we knew we were going to be on the show and we were listening. The reading at Mass was about the sick man right at the pool, and he couldn't get in the pool, but then Jesus came to him and healed him. Well, this is what the image does. This is a way to take Jesus to people no matter where they are. If they can't get up off the mat and get to church or a healing mass or even to a doctor, you know, Jesus comes to them. And one of my favorite stories is about a young man that was a thug. He said he grew up, he never had any religion in his life, no faith, just terrible life. He just got out of jail. He didn't know what he was going to do. And this was some years ago when they still had phone booths. And he went to call a friend, and when he went in there, there was a little Divine Mercy Holy Card in there. And he said it was like this image of Jesus. He just grabbed his heart. He goes, I wasn't even sure who this was. And he went walking around till he found a religious bookstore. This was in London. He went into one, and the lady explained who Jesus Christ was. He got a Bible. He started reading it. He became Catholic. He became a Franciscan friar of the renewal.
Wow.
You know,
that's awesome.
Through the image of the Divine Mercy.
Wow.
Dave, you want to throw one out there? You got one in mind?
Well, you know, what you were saying about, you know, what did Jesus do, you know, in his ministry? He traveled the countryside. He went to where the people were. And then he would go, you know, he would go to a city and, or, you know, to a place, and they would bring the sick to him. But he would travel around, and that's, you know, as Joan said, that's what the image is. Jesus is walking towards us. He's coming to us, and with those rays of love and mercy coming out of his heart, you know, the reminds me of the reading in Mass today, the streams of water from the temple. And there were abundant trees, and it turned the salt water to fresh, and abundant fish and fruit trees of all kinds. You know, that's the image of Jesus, the divine, his blood and water that he shed for us on the cross.
So
represented in the image.
Explain that. I mean, because there's a lot of not just symbolism. I mean, this is an image that Faustina saw. I mean, Jesus literally, physically appeared before her, and he said, look, paint an image according to the pattern with what you say, and sign of Jesus, I trust in you. The rays of red and white that poured forth from his heart, share what they signify.
Well, they signify basically how Jesus lives amongst us and comes and fills us through the sacraments of the church.
Yep.
It represents the blood and the water that poured from his side when he was crucified, and mercy flowed out upon the whole world. But how do we receive that mercy? The first way is through the gift of baptism, you know, when we're filled with the Holy Spirit and, you know, we become children of Christ, we join the church. Then also the ongoing need for cleansing through the sacrament of penance, reconciliation, going to confession, where Jesus said the greatest miracles take place. And I ask anybody out there that goes to confession, especially if you haven't been in a while, every time you go, you walk out of there feeling better.
Yeah, so true.
Because you are healed, you are cleansed, you are strengthened to overcome your sins, because Christ enters inside of you, the grace of Christ.
Yeah.
And then the red ray, the blood, represents the life that comes to us through, you know, the living Christ in the Eucharist, the Blessed Sacrament. And through these sacraments, when we take advantage of these sacraments, when we go to confession frequently, or at least even in our homes during lockdown, you know, admit our sinfulness, when we receive communion or even make a spiritual communion, this is how Christ enters in and his mercy enters into our lives.
You know, it's interesting. There's a tremendous parallel between the visions to St. Mary Margaret Alacoque, who had the Sacred Heart devotion, and then St. Faustina's visions. She also was given this image. She enshrined the Divine Mercy image in particular. You know, I know the Lord, he attached to it many, many great promises, you know, of healing, of graces that are going to flow. Dave, when you were talking about the rays pouring forth from his heart, made me think of the story of Ugo Festo. He was a man who I met when I was filming a documentary in the 90s. Who was suffering debilitating diseases. And he met John Paul II, who said, "What are you worrying about? You're holding the Divine Mercy image." He says, trust in Jesus. So he went up to Trent, I think the following weekend or month or whenever there was a retreat was going on up there for Divine Mercy. And he prayed for hours, days, in fact, in front of the image of Divine Mercy. And Jesus literally came out of this image. He said to me, "Drew," he says, "like the man of Galilee. I could see his gown." I remember describing the gown waving and moving. And, you know, he says, "If that's you, Lord, then heal me." And he grabbed him by the hands, and his legs fortified, and he stood up, and he was miraculously healed. So this image really is an image of great healing. It's an image of tremendous blessing and a protection. And today in a culture where there's a lot of illness, a lot of sickness, but in particular where there's a lot of threats, both spiritually and to the home, because I think Satan hates the family. I was saying to a good friend who prayed the chapel with me today, His cousin is dealing with drug addiction. He's really kind of in a bad way right now. I said, you know, it's Satan. Satan just hates the family. And I think, you know, if family's under greater attack than ever more. I think this image affords protection from disease, you know, from the plagues that we see, from the division in the household on so many different levels. I think the Lord wants this venerated, don't you?
Well, that's what he said. In fact, that's one reason he said, "Those who will venerate this image will not perish."
And yeah, I love that.
All venerate means is to really respect it, that it's not just a picture. It's Christ really being in your midst. Mm. And the more that you can do that, and that's what one of the things we've really been promoting, and miracles are happening abound, is when people do the act of consecration of their family to the Divine Mercy, and then they make the enthronement of Jesus and claim him as king of their home and their family. And that what I say, every home, every family that does that, guess what? When you claim Jesus in your home, you're kicking Satan out. And the miracles come out. People, all kinds of things, the healings and reconciliations, and kids get baptized. And so we just encourage everybody, get an image of the Divine Mercy, have it blessed, put it in a place of honor in your home. And every time you go by, talk to him, ask him for blessings, thank him, kiss him. Do all those things as you would as if Jesus himself were standing right there.
I love it. Well, let me do this, too. I got to a point of clarity. You know, I had recently written a book, and in it we are offering this image of Divine Mercy. So, and they're giving this book away free. If you go to relevantradio.com, you know, and you just sign up, the book will be sent to you. There's no shipping. There's no handling, no strings. I just want to bring clarity. We're not giving, you know, a separate image away. It's in this book. So, you know, you'll have it in the book. So if you get the book, you get the image. So a double shot for you there. So just want to make sure that's clear. But to you, no image only. Okay, there's no image only. But to your point, Joan, you know, whether you get the book or not, I was saying get an image. You know what I mean? Go call your local bookstore or go online. You know, I here in the studio, I have an image where I'm broadcasting in the producer's bay. There's an image of Divine Mercy. I've got one in my office. I have a holy card in my car. You know, I've got one on my phone. I mean, I'm surrounded by the image. I really just believe in the promises that the Lord has given and the graces that are available to all of us. So I hope people will get plugged in. Hey, do you guys have time to stay for a few more minutes? Or you have to run.
We're good. Well, we can stay, yes.
Well, then why don't you hang on? I got to take a quick news break where our news and headlines are coming up, but we'll be back on the other side here, too. Your website, by the way, if people want that, what's the best way to get to Mother Mercy Messengers?
You know, the best way is our DivineMercyForAmerica.org website.
So DivineMercyForAmerica. And I know you guys have given talks. I was with you in Chicago one day. When you given talks, you travel around the country, right, to speak about mercy, and I'm sure you've got a lot of resources there for people to find out as well, huh?
Absolutely. Yes, and we're headed your way soon.
Well, you better stop by and say hello. We'll do something in studio, and then maybe we can have something to eat, okay? We'll hang out. I like to break bread. All right, well, stay with me. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk much more. We got a full show ahead, too, but when we come back, we have some final thoughts. If you got questions or comments, you can call in right now to Dave and Joan Maroney. If you would like the free book, again, I know that they're only going to print X amount of copies. Get them. It's free. You know, I got to thank Relevant Radio for doing that. No charge at all. No shipping, no handling, nothing for the printing, no strings attached. It's Relevant's desire to introduce you to Divine Mercy.